Traditional antivirus software programs often miss client-side exploits since they are very trivial to bypass. As we'll see, there are tools able to mutate malicious payloads which evade generic static signatures this software often relies on. A different, more recent approach is called whitelisting, or allow list, and this is a possible win. You essentially define a list of programs that are allowed to execute. Anything that is not in that list isn't allowed to run. Although it's generally more effective, whitelisting can be difficult to deploy and manage.